Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern and I help creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified marketing strategies so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, we'll be looking at the ultimate Instagram schedulers you need to get results. Let's get into it. So the situation was desperate. A hot Instagram tip meant I only had 2 hours to rework a post and I needed a specific Planoly versus later comparison. Before I go into why I found myself in that situation, let me give you a bit of background. A few years ago, I did some training on Instagram because, well, just like most people, I wanted to change my attitude towards the platform. You might find this quite surprising since so many small business owners and brands love Instagram. At the time, you can easily classify me or classify my attitude towards Instagram as one that is a love-hate relationship. Yes, there are many people generating an income for themselves using Instagram. However, there are some that are doing this using methods that are what I would consider fake and pretentious. It does not mean that they are all, you know, that way inclined. For this particular reason, I wanted to give it a fair attempt. Sadly for me, the person running the course a few years back was using dubious methods, which was a big turnoff for me. The truth is that Instagram can be a great place to get visibility for your business using authentic methods. In this particular episode, you will learn about later and Planoly, why I use them, and which one you need to remain authentic and deliver value on Instagram. So why bother with scheduling tools for Instagram anyway? Well, this past week I was speaking with a potential client who was posting to Instagram every day natively without using a scheduler. Just in case that wasn't clear enough, she was creating Instagram posts from scratch and leaving them in draft mode. She was doing this manually every day on the platform without getting sufficient visibility on her feed or for her business. You might be thinking that this is not as so bad, but let me ask you a particular question. If you want to get visibility across multiple platforms or throughout the internet and or scale your business exponentially, do you think that posting or scheduling, posting manually is sustainable? Well, it is possible to do it 24/7, but the results will be overwhelming and there will be no time for anything else in your life. It is time to think about the reason why you got into business in the first place. Gaining time freedom in your life does require some automation and outsourcing of monotonous tasks. Automation can be easily accomplished using scheduling tools like Planoly and later. So what about the Instagram algorithm? I have heard a ton of people complain about the Instagram algorithm changing frequently. But the thing is that the only thing consistent across social media, business, and even marketing is change. So if you can expect change daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, then there should be no reason to complain at all. The key is to embrace the change and adapt your business processes to meet the new way of publishing. At this point, I would like to give you a shout out to all those people who spend countless hours figuring out the change for the rest of us. One of the reasons I tend not to complain is because I would not like to be that one person tasked with figuring out the algorithm changes. My zone of genius is problem solving in terms of figuring out how to get marketing campaigns done faster, cheaper, easier, and on a low budget. This is one of the reasons why I'm launching a group program to help solopreneurs to get more visibility for their business. Compared to other courses out there, this program is unique in that it offers a key element of a 6-hour one-on-one workshop for each participant. It means that I will literally sit with you, well, virtually, of course, and together we will develop a 90-day plan for your business, as well as the tools and systems to get it implemented. No more worrying about the changes in the algorithm because you will be advised to use 2 to 3 platforms to avoid a single point of failure. So what should you be looking for in an Instagram scheduler? Well, based on my experience of using Instagram scheduling tools, there are few things that I believe are super important. The obvious first feature should be a visual grid. Yes, I know that might sound surprising, but I use three different tools, including Leader and Planoly. The third one is Agora Pulse, which is an enterprise level Instagram scheduling tool, and it doesn't have a visual grid. So I can tell you, some of them don't offer a visual grid, especially if your business is in a creative niche. Yes, there are some big name businesses like Marie Folio and Marie Smith and many others who don't have an aesthetically pleasing feed. However, their business is not in a visually creative space, so that is totally expected. So depending on the size of your audience on Instagram, you may want to consider starting off with an aesthetically pleasing feed to attract your audience. Later on, after you build a sizable audience, you can do whatever you want. Other features that I consider essentials include auto-publishing, a media library, hashtag storage, saved captions, multimedia publishing, first comment, as an auto-publish first comment, a link in bio, analytics, rescheduling. I'm sure that there are other things that can be added, but let's spend some time looking at these in the first instance. So auto-publish. I previously mentioned that the constant change when it comes to Instagram algorithm. One of the factors that many creators believe affect your posts is auto-publishing. Personally, I set up my tools to send me a notification on my mobile phone so that I can actually publish it manually. So I set it all up in a schedule, and then when it comes to the actual posting it to Instagram, I get a notification and I just literally manually post, but I don't do like manually everything, like if that makes sense. What I do then is I follow up with engagement. There are many other small businesses that prefer to do auto-publishing feature 100% of the time. And that, unfortunately, is up to you as a marketer, small business owner, solopreneur to decide what is best suited for you. You can obviously split test and do one manual, one auto-publish and see if there is any difference in the results. But it's all about testing. It means that the Instagram scheduler publishes content to your feed or stories automatically without your manual intervention. Media library is up at number two. So give me a media library every single time compared to not having one. If I have a collection of images that match my feed and theme, I find it far easier to come up with captions. It also helps with creating or sourcing images in batch because it means you get more done in less time. Right now, I have a few weeks of images ready to be captioned in my Instagram media library. Another plus is that it significantly reduces overwhelm for a busy entrepreneur like yourself. Up at number three is hashtag storage. So in case you never understood Instagram hashtag system, think of it as the way for you to add SEO elements to your post. So although Instagram is not a search engine, the only way to search on Instagram is using hashtags. So technically, it's like a visual search engine, kind of similar to Pinterest, except Pinterest you use keywords and with Instagram you use hashtags. So to put it simply, hashtags are the SEO keyword language for Instagram. The major difference, of course, is that you need to switch up your hashtags every single month because it takes so much time every month to find 5 to 7 groups of hashtags. It is essential to have them stored in your scheduler. I mean, how else are you going to remember it? Of course, you can do it from your mobile phone as well. But, you know, to make things easy, at least once you have it all scheduled in, when you get a notification on your mobile phone, the hashtags are already sorted, the images, the captions are all sorted. Speaking of captions, number four, it's saved captions. So having a saved caption feature is important because it will help you with themed focus days. So for example, if you have Motivation Mondays, Tips Tuesdays, Training Thursdays, you can use the save caption feature and just switch up the captions based on what you're posting. But it's the same general theme. In many cases, the captions used on these days will have similar language, which you can save as a template. Multimedia publishing is at number 5. So at first glance, this may not seem like a must-have item, but just this past week, I was trying to post a carousel on Instagram. My carousel consisted of a mix between images and video, and the video is like 3, 4, 5 seconds long. And here's the thing, not all schedulers are able to offer this feature, which is why I had a last-minute panic attack. Many will give you images or video or a link or something of that sort, while others will allow you for a carousel of images only or just one video, but you know they don't allow for mixed media. For me, this is important because carousels get a lot of engagement on the Instagram platform. At number 6, we've got auto-publish first comment. Yes, this is a thing which I can never take advantage of fully simply because of the limitations or Instagram API restrictions, which essentially is if I'm posting a carousel, I can't do first comment auto-publish because it's not allowed on Instagram. If I'm posting just an image only, I can do auto-publish first comment. If I am doing video only, I can do auto-publish first comment. But there are a lot of things like carousels and other features that wouldn't allow you to do auto-publish first comment. So in other words, you have the ability to automatically post the first comment when you auto-publish an Instagram post. I don't auto-publish anyway, so that wouldn't affect me. But for people who auto-publish, this is essential for them. It helps to boost the visibility of your posts when this is done. Do I find it cringy? Yes, definitely. Definitely, I find it a very cringy element, but you know, it's not about me, it's about you and your time that you have available. Link in bio is at number 7. If you are familiar with Instagram, you know that you only have the ability to put a single link in your profile or bio. Of course, there are many tools available to help you circumvent this challenge. Some of these tools include Link3, Shorby, lnk.bio, Shortstack. You can look at it as having a landing page with all the important links listed. So people don't have to go very far to either buy from you or visit, download your freebie or any of those things. Analytics is at number 8. Just in case you think that this may not be important, let me put it to you this way. Although Instagram has a powerful native reporting insights tool that allows you to view insights, Insights does not report on many necessary things. For example, how many impressions you get broken down by hashtags. It doesn't show that. Another essential item missing from Instagram Insights is the best time to post. Rescheduling or regramming is at number 9. So this one is a bit of a mixed bag because you may be thinking, why would you want to reschedule the same post on Instagram? Well, if you're running a campaign for 30 days, you may want to use the same post a number of times, but with a different image or a different caption or a set of hashtags or something like that. Also, the ability to regram someone else's post that did well is something you may want to consider. One of the things that I didn't mention here so far is hashtag suggestions, which I think is super important. But unfortunately, I haven't found a tool that actually gives you that efficiently, that's include like an actual scheduler does that all in one. But there are tools available that gives you hashtag research, like proper in-depth hashtag research, but that's the only thing that they do. Okay, now that we know the sort of essential features to look for in an Instagram scheduler, let's look at the comparison between Planoly and Later. Let's spend some time looking at the key features available with each scheduler. So let's look at Later first. So this Instagram scheduler comes with 5 plans, which can be billed monthly or annually. There's a free plan, a plus, premium, starter, and brand. It sounds like a bit mixed up, but the plus is $9 a month. And this is all annual pricing, $19 a month for the premium, $29 for the starter, and the brand is $49 a month. And this is annual, billed annually. No, actually, that's billed monthly. My bad, that's billed monthly. So it's even cheaper if you build annually. There's a free plan available, which really handy to get to know if this is the right one for you. For me, the key features offered by Later are the visual grid, which is stunning, the link in bio, which you get in the free plan, analytics, which is very limited in the free plan. You'll have to upgrade to the $9 a month plan to get improved analytics, the best time to post, the story scheduling, again, that's available in the higher plan, the hashtag suggestion, which again is in the higher plans, like the $19 a month, and then the media library, which comes as standard in the free plan as well. So unfortunately, like the hashtag suggestion to what I mentioned, is only the premium plan, which is $20 a month or $19 a month. However, if this is super important for you and your business, then feel free to subscribe to the plan. And I've also included in the show notes, if you head over to successonscramble.com/planoli/later, and that's planoli-vs-later. I have included a screenshot in the show notes that gives you a little bit more detail of the user interface in later. If you head over to the show notes, you'll see it there. The one thing that makes later stand out compared to Planoli is that their visual grid is displayed on a mobile device from the browser view. So you don't have to necessarily go to your mobile phone to see what your feed looks like. And if it all matches up, you can actually get this as standard in what we call the actual browser or desktop view. I find this very realistic and very helpful and helps me to sort of plan my feed. I'm not one for 100% aesthetics, so I'm a bit of a mixed bag when it comes to that. My posts and my images are not way off each other. But they have a sort of a blend effect that's happening there. Okay, so that's later taken care of. Let's look at Planoli now. So as the name suggests, Planoli allows you to plan your Instagram content in advance, and it comes with four different pricing plans. You've got a free plan. Yes, it has a free plan just like later, so you can test it out. There's a solo, duo, and custom. The solo is at $7 a month. The duo is at $15 a month. Actually, the solo is at $9 a month when you're building month-to-month, and the duo is at $19 a month when you're building month-to-month. So the pricing for the two are more or less the same for later and Planoli in terms of their first two plans. And then there's a custom plan, which is unlimited everything. It is 20. Well, it depends on what you need. I've included a screenshot in the show notes. Head over to successonscramble.com/planoli/later. So, like I said, it has a free plan available, which may not be as attractive as the one offered by later, because later's free plan has more features available. In my opinion, the key features offered in Planoli includes the ability to post photos, videos, and GIFs. Now, I did somehow, a different scheduler, they said that GIFs are not accepted on Instagram. I have no idea how true it is. I've never actually posted a GIF myself. I've done videos and I've done photos. The auto posts, first comment, the best time to post, the hashtag research, the search post by user. So Planoli is unique in compared to later in that it actually has, it pulls in a library of all, everything that's happening on Instagram, which is a bit interesting. And you can search posts of other users by their handle or by hashtag. So you can just do a search for hashtags using Planoli and bring up all of the most recent posts with that specific hashtags, or you can search by probably a popular user who you like to follow. You can search by their handle, Twitter handle, to find their latest posts. And if you want to regram them, you can do that. They actually have a feature inside Planoli that does that, which is amazing. Another thing that makes Planoli stand out is that they actually have a stock photo library inside of Planoli, which is interesting. And of course, as I mentioned before, they've got a low budget price. So their entry-level pricing is the same as later, except that, there are certain things that come as standard in the Planoli plan. Like later will be more attractive in the free plan because they've got link in bio as standard, their media library as standard in the free, like a lot of things come free in the free plan with later. If you are into creating a specific aesthetic on your Instagram feed, then you will like Planoli as it comes as standard with a feature called filters. You can head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/planonlyversuslater, and you'll be able to see a screenshot of that. One thing I don't like about Planoly is that it doesn't come as standard with hashtag analytics, even in the entry-level plan. There is no such thing. So you can be posting a hashtag and you'll be able to see any sort of analytics on those. You'll have to go elsewhere to find that. If you want to get a feel for what the user interface looks like on Planoly, I've left again a screenshot in the show notes. You can check it out. It doesn't have what we'd call a visible grid on mobile from the desktop view. Even the one on the mobile device isn't as slick as the one in later, but probably that's not a thing because, you know, it depends on what you want from your scheduler. One thing that Planoly has that later does not offer is a separate draft section where you can literally plan different looks. This is available for stories as well as your regular Instagram feed. So at this stage, you're probably wondering which one I prefer to use on a daily basis. The honest truth is that it depends on what I am publishing to Instagram. If I'm publishing a single image and there's a requirement to add a link in the bio, then I use later. However, if I need to publish a carousel post with a mix of images and videos, then I would prefer to use Planoly. They both send push notifications to my phone so that I can publish the post manually, which is great. Like I mentioned at the start of this episode, I use three different schedulers. Don't ask why, it's just a very long story. But I use Agora Pulse later on Planoly. There's a lot of things that Agora Pulse offers, like the analytics in Agora Pulse is amazing. You can be able to literally show me which hashtags are actually getting the most impressions, etc. It also shows me my different rates, how much I've done compared to last month. It's really, really good at analytics. Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all for my particular requirements, but maybe you have requirements that's different from mine and you can use one of the tools as opposed to using three different tools. Planoly doesn't offer LinkedIn bio. Agora Pulse doesn't offer LinkedIn bio. So unfortunately, you have to sort of pick your best of both worlds or best of all three worlds. So my results when it comes to Planoly. So at the start of this episode, I mentioned that I got a hot Instagram tip that I needed to implement to find an Instagram scheduler that did actually the job. I already had access to later and Agora Pulse, but none of them offered the ability to use mixed media in the carousel post. That is why I decided to sign up for Planoly, which I'm happy to tell you did the job for me. It was surprising to see the results after I used Planoly to publish this specific post on Instagram. I've included a screenshot in the show notes. Head on over to successunscrambled.com/Planoly-later. That's Planoly-VS-later. Okay, so now that I don't want you to think that Planoly was 100% responsible for giving me great engagement on Instagram. It involves a mixture of the content, my knowledge, the skill I use to get the scheduler to do what I wanted to do. The details of which I will be covering in an upcoming group program that will help solopreneurs like yourself to plan and implement their social media strategy. I left a link in the show notes. You can sign up to join the waitlist if you want access to that group program. So publishing on Instagram can be fun if it is not overwhelming and automation is used to a certain extent. Figuring out the Instagram algorithm can be a bit of a headache if you don't know what you're doing. I have to confess that hashtag research can be time-consuming if you don't know which hashtags to use for your objectives. If you are looking for assistance with implementing your Instagram strategy and planning, then my group program might be of interest to you. I've left a link in the show notes. You can head over to successunscrambled.com/Planoly-VS-later to get in on the waitlist to join my group program, which is opening soon. You will get training, tips, tricks, and some cool hacks, as well as a custom workshop to help you plan out your 90-day social media content. If it's of interest to you, you can sign up to the waitlist. So, over to you. What has been your experience using Instagram schedulers? Has this post or in this episode helped you to understand the Planoly versus later comparison any better? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this particular podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you need the best schedulers that work across several social media platforms, then take a look at the social media scheduling tools that I did a review on. I left a link in the show notes. Are you unsure about what metrics on social gives you results? I have left a link in the show notes that shows you the social media metrics resource, which could be an eye-opener for you. If you want to learn what other entrepreneurs in your niche are doing to get results, you can check out the detailed social media listening post that I did. I've left a link in the show notes. So for the next 10 years, my plan is to help 100 female entrepreneurs every year to get visibility that they need for their business. I'm doing this by running a hands-on group program on social media planning and implementation to reduce to increase their visibility, or to reduce the visibility challenges that they have around visibility, so that they can go back to doing what they do best, skyrocket their income, and have more time with the people that they love. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.